Kevin Smith, and you're listening to Radio Brendo Man, the only radio that matters with the name Brendo Man in it. If you're not listening to it, just what in God's name are you listening to? I can give you some options, but that would defeat the purpose of the plug. Brendo Man.
What's going on? This is the Benview Megacast.
Yes, Benview Special.
Benview Special. This is
Live
WonderCon.
From WonderCon.
Yeah, 2013.
Yes. From the Benview Network headquarters, aka yes. Brendo's hotel room.
Yep. That is all accurate.
37 is that word?
379.
Good this job. Is called.
Pretty cool. I got some of the numbers right there.
This is
you
called All Stars.
Benview for a free.
There's no two.
WonderCon.
Right.
Shirt.
Yeah, cool. All that stuff.
Yep.
We are, this is All Stars, so we have a lot of people here. Let's go around. We'll start over here. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am Phil Vecchio, and I'm representing both the Pillage Cast and Radio Brendo Man.
I am Brendan Creasy, a.k.a. Brendo Man, representing Radio Brendo Man and Matt and Brendo's wrestling show.
I'm Derek Armijo. I'm the snake eyes of the group. I have no nickname.
With more talking.
Yeah.
He hasn't decided if Popsicles is going to be part of Benview. He might be his own, the Derek Network.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll be pump up the volume style.
This is
rebelling against Benview.
You're representing Derek's convention goings, which is your show that you do whenever you're here with us.
Matt Benson's the man to me. He's the guy that I'm rebelling against.
Yeah.
Big podcast.
And you're the wild card. Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Every show needs that. And then we have the man himself.
Yeah, Matt Benson, co-founder of Benview, representing Benson's Boombox, Shut Up Leonard, and Matt and Brenda's wrestling show.
Great.
Yep.
We've got a lot of coverage here.
Yeah.
Who are
and
you?
You are Josh.
My name is Josh.
No, you're Janelle Vecchio.
I'm Janelle Vecchio. It's a weird relationship that Phil and I have, but we just celebrate our anniversary, so.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Benson, if you do a show with Brendo that doesn't have to do with wrestling, you can call it Shut Up Brendo.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it can be the one show where
I don't
talk the whole time.
I feel like we should all do a show that is called Shut Up Brendo that Brendo is not on. And all we
Brendo
do
Chronicles.
Is talk about the things that Brendo
would
said.
Like to talk
about. Because there's enough material that he does on a podcast for us to have a sub-podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, what is it called? Like after the Howard Stern show when they do
the wrap-up show?
It'll be like, it'll be like the wrap-up.
Yes.
Or it's like after Lately, but
yeah,
I
think, but good.
Tangent. Do you think you guys have fans that would do that, like Adam Wells?
Oh yeah, I think we could get. I think they would totally.
I'm sure.
I'm almost positive.
Would people listen to it? Who knows? But
we could.
Is there people that
well,
do
we
it?
They kind of do that in the chat afterwards.
Yeah, like, after hours,
like there's been times in after hours where Phil and I really haven't done anything, and they're just all chatting.
Well, we've had after hour shows where you had to leave,
yeah,
and Phil just kept the show going, and it was terrible.
Phil kind of did Andy Kaufman. Type stuff where he would read. Would you like read?
Oh, I've read excerpts
like
from novelization.
It's like you reading. It's like Phil doing puzzles.
I've given tours of the playroom before.
So when I do after hours, everyone's like, "Thank God, Brendo is here doing the after
they
hours."
They don't have to stay.
I know, but they all want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but there's a weird.
They all do. Well,
it's a weird thing about a live stream.
I feel like
stream,
with our stream. Once you've been in, like, 2 hours or 2.5 hours, you have to see it through.
Yeah.
And they're already, like, because most of these people are on the Midwest and East Coast, they're already up so late that they're just
they're logging off saying, gotta go to work now.
Like, they're ready to just
the
right
aid can't open itself.
That's how awesome our listeners are.
So, WonderCon 2013, everybody's here, having a good time.
Good time.
We have issues that already need discussion.
Okay.
For example, we were all walking on the floor, and we had some revelations about furries that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, now I'm conflicted.
So,
I don't know how I feel about this, Josh. You kind of really had this eye-opening
thing.
And
I think Derek brought up the point that,
Derek did bring it up.
Yeah. But we were talking about it, and, the question of whether the sexual part of freedom, as they would call it, is, as aligned with all the other parts of it where... I don't know if you know this, but people who are in the furry community have what's called a fursona. And their fursona is their...
Is it kind of like Smurfs where they just say fur?
It is a little bit
that. Well, at least that works because they're still rhyming.
Where did the term yipping come from?
That's an acceptable
yipping is
pun.
The sound that dogs make when they're having sex.
Good lord.
And that
I
is
did
the
not
sound,
need to know that.
It is the sound they make.
Now, is yipping with something
okay,
actually...
forget it now. Those
hold on.
Are fucked up. Is that is fucked
is
up.
Is yiffing a term they actually use, or is
yes.
that like our
yes,
term?
It absolutely
no.
is their
they,
term.
They have
no term. Phil was the one that
I'll
told me about it, and he read about it because...
And Phil's not a furry, though.
No, but Phil
point.
Read about
read
it when
that.
Furries were talking about it on... It was on Ratfist.
On their forum.
Because
okay.
basically what happened was Doug Tenapel made a comic just ripping on furries.
Well,
a bunch
was,
of furries...
He swings into the panel and punches furries in the face and then leaves.
And then... So then a bunch of furries found out about it... And went
crime.
Into his comics,
yeah.
and they—that's basically what they said. And they were just going to town. And Tenapel was not having it. He was not backing down. He's like, "You were all freaks. Get off of my comments. I hate you. I don't even. If you don't want to, if you are going to be a furry, I don't want you as a fan."
So,
like, he was going all. And it's Tenapel is pretty opinionated, so
yeah.
he was just taking these people to task.
But
and I think that's where Phil told me about yiffing because he's like, "They're talking about yiffing, dude." And I'm like, "What the heck is that?" He's like, "That's their act." It's a real thing.
But that's the
that
sexual
was what opened
side.
Your eyes
yeah.
to the
yeah,
whole...
Like,
that's
ugh.
The sexual side. But again, there's the
but
side...
But the fact that side even exists
yes.
is just...
And it is a big part
of it. But
there's
a sexual side of everything, I would say.
Rule 34
yes,
is a site.
They don't celebrate it and have entire conventions and, like, parade it around
like
if there
Adult
is that
Con?
Side.
AdultCon?
Like, I...
Which was last week.
I just feel like furries are trying to mainstream their fucked upness, and I don't like it because
like
I don't want that. I know that's what brought it up. That's what brought it up because now I'm kind of feeling like, am I being
are
that
you gonna
super
put an
judgmental
equal sign
guy
on your Facebook for
the West
furry rights?
Hell no. Because
there's got to be a line.
Okay, that I feel like that kind of deviancy. And that is deviancy, like,
just
by
costume.
Definition.
It's literally just
but they're
costume.
Fucking in the costumes.
But, people,
but who are they hurting if they're two consenting adults?
Stop it! You
let me give you
an
okay. example. Let me give you an example.
Well, that's a different...
People, it's probably going on right now in this hotel.
Yeah.
It is
like
going
a Joker,
on right now.
A
you
Joker are... costume.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
There's a black.
Somewhere,
there's
somewhere.
A Black Widow having sex
okay.
with Joker.
No,
okay,
I think somewhere. I think somewhere.
Which is not canonical.
Okay, you guys, I'm about to do something here.
That's fucked. That is fucked up.
I feel like, one, everybody has their line. We all have lines.
Yeah.
My line used to be, like, I used to draw the line at LARPing, but now I've actually incorporated
now
LARPing into my acceptance. Well, then I remembered, I actually talked about this with these guys. I feel like my hatred of LARPing, it turned out, because I was talking about this with my friend Tim, who I actually met up with my old childhood best friend because our grandmother died. I call her my grandmother because she basically raised us.
Right.
So we had a meetup and we were talking about old memories, and mostly it's old traumatizing memories where people beat us up all the time.
Yeah.
He was my, you know how I, well, you know, you've read my treatment. Tim, in the who was my co-partner in getting beat up everywhere, we actually met up. And so one of the things, I had actually, this was so traumatizing, I'd repressed it, and now it explains my hatred of LARPing. Which actually now makes me think maybe I have some kind of repressed furry experience that I haven't gotten
what's
to yet.
What's the name of the bully in Freaks and Geeks that bullies the geeks?
Alan.
Alan, yeah.
Yeah, you're him.
No.
Because
okay.
he wants to be a
well,
geek.
Well, yeah, no.
To
I don't want to be a furry. God, no. Okay, so
but
let me tell this story real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so what it turns out was happening... I did play D&D when I was like 8 or 9. We used to play it in my friend's front yard. Tim and I would go over to our friend Daniel's house. We would play D&D. It was AD&D, and we'd play outside, and we would act out what we were doing. So
right.
we were LARPing.
Right.
But we wouldn't even roll dice. We were
no,
mostly acting
playing,
out.
Pretend.
But
yeah.
we did have, like, I remember we had our graph paper so we could know where we were in the dungeon.
Did you have
but
costumes?
Then we'd, yes.
Okay.
We
you
wore
mean,
costumes.
Like, behind trees and stuff?
Yes.
Like in an orchard?
Yes.
Ah!
Wait, do you want to LARP in your orchard?
He wants to play
D&D
in his
we're not
orchard.
Playing D&D in the orchard, Phil. Get over it.
You just said, child.
We're not
memory.
All going to you in Ukaipa, mister. I don't want to drive anywhere. I'm sorry
Whoa.
You live in the boonies.
Whoa.
yeah. This is how we talk
getting
to
real.
Each other. It's okay.
It's getting real.
Right.
Okay.
So you play. You were LARPing.
So we were LARPing.
Before you knew what LARPing was.
And we did that until... The neighbor kids came and beat the shit out of us.
Right.
With our magic swords and sticks.
Right.
And I actually forgot about that. Exactly. And that was the end of my D&D.
Why did I make this so amazing?
And then I hated LARPing.
Right.
And I actually lumped LARPing with furries for a while. Like, I think Phil might even remember a time when that was all one thing. But then Phil introduced me to Monster Camp. I watched that. I watched Darkon. I saw LARPers play in the park. And I'm like, all right, this isn't that far off from D&D.
Role models, mainstream.
Role models.
So, yeah. I'm gonna solve your furry problem right
so
now.
So the furry thing, I feel like
I'll
if they keep it private, I'm totally
cool. I'll solve
cool.
it for you, though. Whether or not the question of, am I going to turn into a furry? Do you feel that you are a wolf trapped in a human body?
No.
Do you feel that you wish your hands were paws?
No.
Should we open
okay.
up?
Is that what they all feel?
This is what the fursona is
okay.
that their spirit is actually that of an animal,
okay.
and that they are trapped in a human body.
So to compare it to being gay, is there a furry gene?
No.
If they found the furry gene.
I think it's more spiritual than...
But that sounds like a lot of what the same people would describe being like a transsexual. They feel they're born a woman.
So
yes.
you could compare it to that,
but,
maybe?
But because they're saying it's like their soul. They're saying
okay,
their
so
soul
pretty,
is that about.
So you can't, and that's not something we can really argue
correct.
Because that's.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
everybody.
I can argue
well, you can, but
you're not a dog.
It's like we can't if we, but that's not quantitative.
They scratch
we
themselves
can't
like dogs.
Quantify the soul.
They,
so
they will say they
I can't
bare their
argue
teeth
with that.
When they're like
right.
they act like they're
right.
animals.
I agree with that part, but I think for me the, I don't know. I feel like one I watched. I it goes back to this damn episode of the Drew Carey Show I watched by accident, and I was
doesn't
like,
it always yeah. right?
Well, there was this episode.
There's no such
well,
thing
it was on
the Drew Carey Show.
It was on before The Simpsons, so sometimes when I was trying to watch The Simpsons rerun,
right.
I'd get whatever. So there's one where
like
he,
a Fox affiliate,
and this
or
was where I found out about furries. Was he meets this girl at a bar? They go back to her apartment to have sex, and he's like sitting in the bedroom, and she comes out in a furry suit, and she has one for him to put on, and it was just like, I'm like, for some reason that was the most terrifying thing I'd ever seen,
because I'm Drew Carey in this situation.
And so like, and then also the first time I went to Comic-Con and I saw one, it was like a really bad furry, and it was all ragged
right.
and like gross, and he was just going up to people and trying to hug them. And yeah. and he tried to hug me, and I freaked out.
So I'm gonna ratchet it up.
So
I'm gonna ratchet it up another level.
Well,
I feel like I'm in therapy
shitty,
right
I think
now.
That's just a shitty guy. I don't think you
yeah.
can.
But they do
first.
Try to hug people. That guy that we were about to run into was trying to
now,
hug
you're
people.
You're talking about the furry agenda, Brendo.
Look, they rub their scent on you,
look, dude,
so they know
look,
you next
look.
Time.
I am a gay man. That does not mean that I'm trying to hump everybody. I'm not trying to, like, we don't do that. So that's where I feel like there is a difference, because we're not actively trying to make everybody gay, contrary to what so many people think.
Yeah.
But I feel like furries do want to make everybody furry.
But how do you know you're not, like, one of the people who thinks that gay
people are
trying to make everybody
gay? We don't have tables at conventions that say, come be gay.
So here's
they
the
have
lesson I've learned from all of this.
Yes.
No, I think
cow fur.
Dude,
it's a furry table. They have
a furry
table. No, there's not a,
actively recruiting members.
There's not a table yeah, saying
probably
come.
Shouldn't come out.
We don't have.
I'm not coming. I'm just saying live and let live. That's all I'm saying.
We'll curb that.
I am all for live and let live. That's actually my. I'm really trying to do that. You. That's why you guys are bringing up a good point here. But I draw the line when I am trying to enjoy my con experience and there's a fucking sweaty furry trying to fucking grab me.
Right.
That's not
he's
cool.
But I don't want any sweaty person trying to grab me.
Exactly. So I guess we need to phone an organization against sweaty dudes trying to... And I guess you're right, because that's not just furries. That's just inappropriate people,
that's people.
Respecting our space. But I feel like...
And does the furry table / booth specifically say come be a furry? Because there
yes.
are booths that are
yes.
like celebrating gay characters in comics.
But no, they're actively trying to recruit furries.
Well, so Boy Scouts try to recruit other Boy Scouts.
I am against the Boy Scouts.
Can we just make those the same thing?
But
like
I am against
Boy Scouts.
Scouts. But
furries
Scouts,
that have to wear
but I know what goes on
shorts.
At Boy Scout meetings. They're not all trying to fuck each other. That's just the gay...
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
That's just the pedophile
gay.
Scoutmasters.
I think it depends on the troop.
And
here's what
they think that all gays are trying to.
This is what I take away
too.
From your diet.
I'm sorry, I'm being really vulgar, and I apologize.
It's all right.
This is what I take away from it. It's better to play Dungeons and Dragons with minis because it's harder to get beat up with that.
True.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's what
that's
we can
a
all
really
learn.
Good point.
Yeah.
So I could not believe when they grabbed my sword of power and just started whacking me with it. And I'm like, it doesn't do that. That's not what
little,
it does.
It's not how it works.
A pewter dragon's not going to hurt
And the guy's hitting me like, What does he do? Like, plus one, damage, damage, damage.
Can I bring up another
You should have missed. You don't have a high enough dex bonus.
Derek has the conch.
Phil was talking about My Little Pony earlier, and on BuzzFeed or something, somebody found a brony post from, like, forums. There's this guy... That there's people that have relationships with their little...
So I was going to... This is my ratcheting it up, right? I was going to tell you guys. It's called clopping.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
That's masturbating.
This feels like a... This feels like
it
a...
Is wait, what sexu-
they
do? Wait,
they masturbate with the toys.
Yeah, but... Well,
like
and clopping is like when you are sexually interested
like
in having sex.
Like when a monkey holds a frog to masturbate?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I just feel like this all dovetails into dudes that sit at home watching anime porn.
But can I...
I feel like there's connections here that make me uncomfortable.
He described his day, and he doesn't have a job, but he would, like, wake up and tenderly, like if you were married, just, like, tenderly...
It's like those Rainbow
up.
Dash
this sounds
or whatever.
Like those guys with
the
real dolls.
Twilight
have you seen
sparkle.
That documentary, The Guys
yeah.
with the Real Dolls?
The guy would feed
don't
it.
Don't watch it.
The
no,
guy
no,
would
not.
Feed it,
not
make
a,
it food.
Food.
Yeah.
Feed, like,
the guy
real
would,
food?
Would,
like, actually make
yeah,
it food?
He cooks a meal. Like... Here's bacon and eggs.
And then he's like rubbing it in it? Like,
no, it just sits there.
The guy would play magic cards with it, and when somebody...
Don't let Luke watch this show.
The guy would play magic cards with it, and somebody asked him,
this
how do you...
A,
they're trying to respect
his
ass. How does Twilight Sparkle play? And then he said, well, I help make her decisions for her.
Of course.
Yeah.
So he's playing magic cards alone with a My Little Pony
see,
thing
that
he
fucks.
That's
just a crazy person.
Yeah, I think that's just a crazy person.
He has graduated to going on outings with it.
Yes.
So they go to the museum.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they go to, with other people that date their little toys, too. And they go out and they feel
you
more
you may see
now.
People today around that have, like, a plush on them. Like, it'll be hanging around.
Let's
that's,
find them and have Brendo start to interview them and then just start screaming.
Just punch them. It is the American...
I really do want to try to understand these people.
It's the American version of the love pillows in Japan, where these guys are, like,
yeah.
married to their... A pillow that has a girl on it.
My whole
yeah.
thing now is I'm trying to be, like, present and I'm trying to understand everybody and I'm trying to accept things. But this is very difficult for me. Like, I'm being completely serious here because no matter what I try and do, I still just think about those guys. There's a dude in a suit, probably a dude, and they don't... Those things are expensive to launder, so I'm guessing they can't wash them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, after every... For what? Yiffing session? They can't because it's expensive. Like, I know at Disney, they've said it costs, like, hundreds of dollars each time they launder.
But if that's
those,
your whole life.
That is the cost of,
So all I can think about is those gross things that probably, like, jizz suits. You know there's jizz in those suits. I'm sorry, Phil. But you know where there is. Like,
all of us have jizz.
Phil, I'm sorry,
store.
Phil.
I don't know, man. I launder, and I want... But, like, so I feel... And they're trying to grab me, and they're trying to touch me. But they're not all doing that. So if there's a furry... Like, we see furries all the time, and
yeah.
you guys love pointing them out to me because you want to see if I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
And I usually am.
And it's kind of fun.
But
that
if,
scary clown.
If they're not outright trying to grab people... Then maybe I just need to let it go.
Can
but
I
that's
ask
so hard.
A side question.
Because all I can think about is that dude fucking another dude in one of those costumes.
But this side, it's guys and girls, too.
I know, but that's... Where
that's
are
okay.
these girls? I haven't seen them.
There are girls.
There are
girl furries.
Hey, so
okay,
you know what?
Girls.
Not as many. Probably 25%.
Yeah, what's the
it's
percentage?
A lot of dudes.
You know what?
Look, when the suit's on and the little
and then
flap
also,
is open,
okay, here's
you don't
the next level
what?
For me.
It's just a hole.
Phil, don't try to change the subject
no,
right now. I know you're trying
something.
To.
It's good.
Okay, come on.
Animal Crossing is coming out and they have it at the booth.
5 minutes, Phil.
We're supposed to be talking about WonderCon.
We are talking about WonderCon.
The furries are a part
gosh.
Of WonderCon. How do you feel
okay,
about, like,
okay.
theme park mascots?
I'm fine with
yeah.
theme park mascots because I worked at a theme park
yeah.
and but they're not
that's
trying to fuck each other.
Though.
But that's the they are actively there's a purpose for those. Mm. They're trying to promote the theme park, they're
that's
entertaining children.
Purpose.
And when I was a kid I loved them. Now it does kind of freak me out because all I can think about are furries when I see them now. So it's ruined my enjoyment of the Disney characters, because all I can think about is, like, that's just a fancy furry with, like, a really expensive costume.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe
when I see...
you fucked a teddy bear when you were a kid.
I don't know, man. There's gotta be something that's really weird.
What about the...
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you against, like, parents taking their kids to the Easter Bunny?
No, man. That's fine, because kids love that. So... Although now that I think about it, like you don't know who that is in that. What if the Easter Bunny is just some pervert that wants to?
You're watching him the whole time. Who cares?
You are watching it the whole time, but you don't know if your kid sits down there
Keep
and he's got a stiffy.
In eyesight.
You can't tell.
Oh my god!
What are we doing?
What are you doing?
Okay, so here's where I want to go with this.
A Pikmin 3 demo at the Nintendo booth too.
Where do you draw the line though? Because then you have the furries that are into the furry porn, and furry porn to me is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life.
But you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
My feeling is as long as they're not hurting anyone.
What if one of us came out to you as a furry?
Would
you like us any less?
No, but
Benson really needs to
come I just make sure that you have no interest in trying to.
I'm not a furry. You are looking
right at
me.
I have some news, you guys. There are reasons why I love my cats so much. It's because I, in my soul, am a cat man.
I believe that. Yeah.
A cat
where
man.
Is it?
So there was an episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, along with the episode where RC was a woman robot in Transformers when I was a young boy, where April O'Neil got turned into a half cat lady.
What?
And I was very confused.
Well, then I think Chitara listened to a lot.
I blame Chitara for creating a lot of furries. Like, come on. Because, like, that, I was even confused.
Is it furries if two Ninja Turtles start fucking?
But they're not fur. There's no fur. What is the reptile equivalent?
But
let's talk
he's
about,
saying,
let's
he's
talk
saying
about Animal Crossing,
it's
you guys.
Scalies.
Let's talk about Animal Crossing.
Scalies.
Shelly's.
Shelly's.
Yeah.
Phil's going to freak out pretty soon.
I'm not freaking out. I think you're missing our demographic a little bit. That's
no,
all.
I think we are hitting our demographic. We are. Dude, if we get like furry hatred,
I don't think this collection
that bumps
has
up
a
all
demographic.
Of our...
Yeah. No, not anymore.
I don't know, yeah. For Animal Crossing, I'm so excited, you guys.
If they release a furry edition, will you stop?
It kind of is, but
they're all animals.
They're all animals. But that goes... I feel like that's more Japanese culture, mythology.
Yeah.
The Tanuki thing's pretty
yes,
freaky.
It is.
When Phil
up.
Explained to me, like, the Tanuki thing...
Weird.
Like, because it's about they, like, fly with using their ball sacks.
Their giant balls.
What? Giant balls. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
a...
That's
it's a mythological creature.
Like a whole, studio... what's it called?
The Studio Ghibli movie
Studio
about
Ghibli
the Tanuki
movie.
Flying
they
by
they
balls.
With their
balls.
Yep.
Yes.
It's kind of disturbing.
Is Disney going to release that one with Tina?
They are.
Tina has not made the American crossover yet. Or at least...
They're
not
finally, speaking of Disney and Ghibli, they're finally releasing Totoro on Blu-ray, finally. I don't know why they did that, where the first re-release was DVD only.
Yeah.
Do you guys
probably.
Prefer the Japanese releases or the American? I think Disney does a good
well,
job.
Well, they do a really
the,
good
they,
job
I
with
like
the subtitles. But I
like
the
Mononoke.
But they do a really good job, because they actually re-sync the mouse with the new audio tracks, and they get really good
They
people.
Have good cat
Like,
cats.
They got Tina Fey for Ponyo.
Ponyo.
And
Ponyo.
Really
yeah,
well
Ponyo's
done,
great.
Actually. And
yeah.
the new one, have you seen the new one that they're working on? The one, I think it's Miyazaki and
oh,
his son,
yeah.
The music sounds amazing. I'm excited for that one.
But with Porco Rosso, Michael Keaton is the voice. And you can't take away Michael Keaton.
I know. I actually watch, when I get a DVD, I'll watch both.
I think if they do a good job, because like,
Ghibli
if they get
does
a
good job,
cast,
way better than other
yeah.
anime things that I've gotten. Like, I got the DVD for Metropolis, like the movie,
yeah.
the animated movie, and the dub track was terrible. Like, just like, to
because
the point
as long
where
as they give you the choice,
taking away. As long as you have the choice.
Yeah.
And because I like with Ghibli movies, even when you see it in theaters, they'll do multiple screenings, and you can go to both.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
what else?
Animal Crossing looks incredible.
Well, video game wise, so far we saw Pikmin 3.
Yeah, so when does Pikmin 3 come out?
Nobody knows.
We don't have it yet.
Well, because what happens if they. This is what I was asking you on the video. If they both come out at the same time, like, what's your priority?
Popular?
Pikmin? Phil, I think Nintendo people love it.
Pikmin
yeah.
has
oh,
a
gosh.
Legacy of being the last original IP that Nintendo. Kind of made.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miyamoto was directly involved.
Yeah, and so it's Miyamoto's last game, and it really only has, like, the cat... Like, it is not a Mario seller, a Zelda seller, in terms
not
of, like,
Fire Emblem
non-Nintendo... Well, even Fire Emblem, like, doesn't mean anything to really... To
yeah, but
non-Nintendo
it's got a
people.
Bigger following.
Well,
but with
the
Nintendo
yeah, the
crowd,
didn't
they're
the
like,
last one sell, like, extremely well? The 3DS
yeah.
one sold crazy.
Yeah, it did
yeah.
do... They did
That's because there's, like, 8 3DS games, though.
I think 3DS, there's a
dude,
lot.
Dude, I'm talking about quality 3DS games, especially first party.
3DS has sold a ton, though.
I know, yeah, but it that's has because done there was well. A lot of... Well, there okay, there was a period where
there
wasn't
was,
a lot.
But now there's a lot.
And now they're going through a period in Wii U where there's barely any...
Yeah.
But that Nintendo
do you think
World
that Wii U,
game is really fun.
Yeah,
it is. No, there's
but
good stuff.
Do you think it. Wii U is going to make it through this game glut? Like, I mean, game...
I
not
so.
Glut,
so
drought.
Here's...
Yeah.
I'll give you guys a little insight into Extra Damage, because
really,
this is what
yeah.
I do.
You guys didn't get into E3 either?
They said, yes. You're not important enough.
I'm
and I
sorry.
Said, I disagree.
Because back in the day, like I feel like anybody could get an E3 badge. Because I went to like the first two just because...
Now they're looking at Alexa ranking and like...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Then they're like, you need to be having 10,000 page views, a minimum of who knows what.
We
so.
Get that on Brendo Man, so maybe if we somehow did a redirect on your page.
Either that or like... After, because we haven't been running a year yet.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
My dad went to E3 in 1995.
God, that
was and that
crazy
sounds. It will never be as good as it sounded then because he
like,
saw
well, it was,
footage of Toy Story for
yeah.
the first time.
Right.
It was crazy
Super
when I
Nintendo's
went. Like,
first 3D games and stuff.
1998, I think, was
I went
the
to,
one that was the most.
Because I went to 98
one.
With some of the guys from, I forgot who was. Do you remember, there's a guy on Bubs, Joel Lingenfelter.
Yeah.
And he was working for some company.
Yeah.
And he basically, he was like, he was in the video game forum, and he's like, anybody that wants E3 badges, just let me know.
Yeah.
And me, because he just got a ton of them. Because, like, I don't even think he worked for a company that had them, but he just, like, he created, like, anybody could get them. And a bunch of us from Stewart went, and this was when my whole reason why I went is because they were coming out. Japanese wrestling games are like, especially at that time, were a whole levels and levels above the American wrestling games. They hadn't caught up yet.
Right.
And there was the next Fire Pro Wrestling game,
right.
which is huge in Japan.
Right.
Because wrestling is as mainstream as wrestling is at some points in our culture.
Yeah.
Wrestling is mainstream in Japan all the time, and it's huge to the point where they
right.
sell out 60,000 stadiums, and their Fire Pro Wrestling is like a franchise.
Wrestling and baseball are swapped over
yeah.
in Japan.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
wrestling
yeah.
is more of their national sport, and baseball is something that, to us over here, wrestling is.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody
they also
does
love
it,
baseball.
Not, but they love baseball.
And Tom Selleck.
And, yeah.
yes.
But anyway, so the next
yeah.
Fire Pro Wrestling
sure.
game is coming out, and because... I feel like Japan had a much bigger presence in E3 than it does now.
Right.
So it was like half... It was almost split even between half Japanese stuff. Like, stuff that you knew was never going to come out here.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they had the new Fire Pro game. And because of that, the Fire Pro people had, like, an entire section of the convention center right off. And they had... They had FMW, which had never been in America before. It was this Japanese wrestling federation, and they were doing, like, they did a whole card
right.
of matches.
Oh,
and I'm talking, like, barbed wire and all their hardcore stuff, plus
right.
they're, like, and people that were, again, this is where, like, when I brought Phil in to watch, because all my friends are like, I'm not going to watch that crap. And I'm like, no, you will enjoy this. One, because it's these Japanese wrestlers, which are 10 times better than any wrestlers out there right now. And it was amazing. There was at least 3,000 people crowding around to watch these guys. And I was like, this might be the best convention I've ever
yeah.
been to. Because in addition to that, like, Miyamoto was at the Nintendo booth.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, everybody,
yeah.
and they were showing
you
off.
You were also, I mean, at that
time, they were trying to push.
You would have seen Metal
yeah.
Gear Solid, StarCraft, Half-Life.
Yeah.
Like, these
yeah,
are,
that was Half-Life's
these
big.
Are the... Like, some of the most important games
yeah.
in game history.
And
I
was very thankful to be there. It was
so
amazing.
The Wii U has had a lot of bad news lately.
Yeah.
At the game
sorry,
developers...
I drank caffeine for the first time in a week, so I'm really...
The game developers conference just happened, and
yeah.
everybody was coming out kind of showing their new stuff, including a bunch of new engines that they're going to be building games off. Unreal. Epic showed off Unreal 4.
Does it all kick
EA
the Wii U's
has,
ass?
EA has Frostbite 3. None of them are going to work on the Wii U.
That's bad,
which means
man.
Every game that gets made... Now, Wii U will do Unreal 3, which there's still a ton of games being made for that, but you're not going to see games...
Next
it's
going
to be the same thing, where like there
right.
won't be a game that comes out on the PlayStation
you,
4 that comes
you,
out on the Wii
what
U.
What do you think the deal is? Where that's always been Nintendo's problem, and they've always had this huge problem with third-party games.
Except for in the Super Nintendo.
Yes. So why do you think that is? Do you think that's because they want to market their own games, or do you think they just... Like, why do they keep doing this?
They don't want to compete on the same level,
okay.
and they don't believing the same things. And the act of the tablet controller alone is enough to say to some developers,
okay,
well, we don't want to spend the money to make our thing work on that. We're going to spend the money because on the PC, on the PlayStation 4, on the new Xbox, we can just do it once.
So let me ask you this. Do you think third-party developers have any interest in developing Wii U-only titles? Because if you're a publisher, in order to make money, don't you have to go as many platforms as possible this day and age?
Unfortunately, there's the circular kind of reasoning problem. The catch-22 that you get into is that nobody wants to make Wii U games because nobody's bought Wii U. And nobody wants to buy Wii U because there's no games. Nintendo's going to put out a Zelda and a Mario, and they're going to sell okay. They'll be in third place, and at some point, might be the last console.
At what point are they going to do a Sega and just?
It might be that. I think that's their end goal.
How will you feel when that happens?
I would be very sad.
Will you then have to buy a new gen system at launch so you can play those Nintendo games? Here's what I'm talking about. Let's say they do a Sega, and they're software only.
Whoa, we're going to brush
you! So let's say if it's like maybe two generations from now, and they announce the next Zelda game for launch on the next Xbox.
Yeah.
Are you buying that new Xbox at launch so you can play the new Zelda game?
I don't know if I'd buy it at launch.
You buy Wii stuff at launch.
Let me ask.
Why not?
Well, there's an even deeper question than this.
Yes. Would you buy it at launch?
Do you like Nintendo games, or do you just like a thing that has Nintendo's name on it? Like, does it matter that it's on a Nintendo console?
There's things he doesn't like.
Nintendo puts out that I don't like, or that I'm not a huge fan.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome!
And it doesn't necessarily.
I'm sorry, I just saw his case.
If there was a Zelda game that came out on PlayStation,
that's what I'm saying.
I would get that.
But then, are you buying because there isn't? Let's say Nintendo does not come out with a system,
right?
But you're somebody that you like to at least keep up with the latest.
Yeah.
Like you bought a Wii U at launch, basically.
Right. Okay.
But are you buying that? Okay, what if it's a Zelda and... What if it's three of your favorite things? What if it's a Zelda and a Fire Emblem
at launch?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Of course. That's what I mean.
What if all of those games star for
Well, because you have to remember, before I got married, I never bought anything.
I know that.
The only reason I get that now
but
is
you have the means. So let's say you have the means. Like, Janelle by then is probably going to be, like, in the administrative, making the big bucks.
Then absolutely.
You have the money, so you're not saying that so I feel like that to me says that you're not enough.
I have a PlayStation at my house.
The games first and foremost.
So you will buy another different system at launch if there was a Nintendo system to buy.
Absolutely,
and that would be so. I feel like people can't claim that Phil is just
Phil's keeping Nintendo alive.
In fact, I bought the PlayStation because there were many games.
Yeah, I know.
I played
many hours. You beat Kingdom Hearts.
I beat Kingdom Hearts 2.
That's a lot of hours.
Phil, what about this? What if Nintendo just says, screw it, goes back into the hotel business, but there's exclusive, like, Zelda content
in the love hotel business,
yeah.
So it's like, there's a lady in a Zelda costume.
Would you stay at that hotel?
Because there's a lady in a Link costume.
That's the only place where new Zelda content is, though.
Okay, here's what I think is more likely, actually. Do you think Nintendo will just do handhelds
at
some point? Because they're still making tons of money with handhelds.
Before they abandon everything, they'll go just handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would see that.
Because I could see that, because they're still...
That's how they got into the video game business.
But the thing is the handheld business is shrinking.
If 3DS starts declining, all they have to do is release a new Pokemon game, I feel like.
It's coming out in
there's going to be a huge spike when that...
Everybody will lose their minds. My brother is, like, never been interested in... the 3DS at all, but he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be getting one when Pokemon comes.
Well, I've already said, and I will admit it, like, I am not interested in 3DS. I actually almost sold my DS Lite, my DSi XL, but then I remembered I needed to make a Brendo Man All-Stars track, which I owe people, because I'm just like, I haven't played this in like 6 months. And so I'm actually going through a whole minimalism phase where I'm just trying to get
Duck
rid
Hunt
of...
Duck Hunt 2?
They kind of did with the Wii Zapper.
Wii Play,
not officially.
Not
and Wii Play, yeah.
Why don't they make that a franchise?
Yeah. I guess because it's not...
It was a game that nobody would have bought if
that's
it didn't
true.
Come
I
with
love
it.
That
would
game
you
better
have,
than Mario.
Okay, so
it's
you
like
would
the
have,
future, I'm sure.
If there was just Duck Hunt for $50, you're saying
you
ever
just
bought it?
You ever just stick that gun?
When I got
you ever
that.
Stick that gun in a light and just pull it and win every single time?
That
you know you
what's
can do
a sport
that.
In that.
I don't know.
Sportsman
or
the dog.
They're about to
dogs.
See that dog.
When, you, when your dad walks in and sees your score and you're like, what's up, dad? Try to beat that. And you don't
just
tell him.
Take that out of your ass.
Yeah.
But no, I feel. Well, I've already admitted that I am buying a 3DS some point this summer.
I would have sold you mine, but mine wasn't an XL, so
I need
an
XL for Animal Crossing, and I will. There was this girl next to us because we were all so excited for Animal Crossing, and you could tell everybody else was too. And I'm just like
backing voice.
Well, no. This girl's like, this is going to be my summer right here, and I'm like, yep, pretty much. And it's right before Comic-Con.
The best part about Animal Crossing is that you can teach the animals to say certain phrases.
Then
you forget that you taught them to all say filthy things.
Yeah.
So then when
you
play
go in
it
my
again,
town, in my Animal Crossing town, and they're just all like saying horrible things.
See, in my town, they all say things like Pop Box Music, Radio Brendo Man.
That's a salesman.
You got plugged.
So he's
in my
so
own
he feels,
game.
So he feels like
game.
He's at home.
In my own game, my own guys.
Like, I remember your Mario Kart tag was like, so to say, like popboxmusic.com. So when Phil passes me in Mario Kart, it's Phil going popboxmusic.com.
And every person I tagged
now
in the Brenda
knows
today got BraxComics.com.
I understand for something like this, where you go
every
around
person today saw BraxComics.com.
And his tag says our website, and I'm pretty sure that does work.
What are you doing? I don't understand what's the tag.
Oh,
they wirelessly tag, and my little guy goes on there.
So there are other people walking around playing video games?
Hundreds of people here. Oh, yeah.
Phil at Comic-Con, he can't,
like almost
50 he can't keep up with
What does that get
them.
You?
There's all kinds
this conversation.
There's a little
it's what's known as
go.
E-penis. Your E-penis gets much bigger.
Yeah.
Yes. There's like
can we not have a mega cast where Phil doesn't...
There's
the Let's All Rip on Phil
it's
time.
The part
can
of
we
the
get
show.
Onto that?
This is the part. There's a mini RPG game where the characters
so
come in and fight guys. There's also each game... That you get, like,
he's
a lot
so
of the games have stuff
right
where, you, like, Fire Emblem, I just traded teams so I can, like, battle this other guy.
Here's another question. When the original Nintendo was out, did you guys have a lot of the things that you can buy, like...
You had the Power Glove?
Power Glove, or, like, that...
I got the Power Glove.
That stamp.
Phil had it.
Rob,
I did not have
the power
Track and Field.
That
you get Rob?
That was, like, you put it on the thing.
I got the Advantage. I saved up for the NES Max.
I had the Advantage.
I hated the
that
Max.
Big joypad.
I had that. The
Advantage. Advantage.
Yeah, everybody kind of had
that.
I think
that
the Advantage
was the best,
was the only
that's
thing.
Like the best piece of hardware pretty
I don't know.
Much ever.
I
love
the
was
Max
the
most.
No, you're crazy.
Yes.
Of course you love the Max.
Yeah.
The Max was bullshit.
No.
The Max was some, it was the one that had
down.
It was like an early version of an analog.
Yeah.
It
was
right.
A circle
it had like
pad.
A circle pad, but it also had turbo buttons. That you
so did the Advantage.
Yeah, but the Advantage was the joystick, which is
because that's what we all grew up with in the arcade.
Not all games.
You're full of crap.
There's
some
games
that
wasn't as good for
but
it.
Not all games.
I had the Power Glove.
Okay, I would wanted everybody wanted the Power Glove.
Rob,
so I would
have Rob.
Like, I mean,
robot.
I
no friend had it.
I went to Frankenstein's a couple weeks ago, and they basically had a cabinet full of Rob robots.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to get one. I remember though playing.
What does
it
do?
It like there's only two games it's good for. And like it picks up a little spinning
it actually
top thing.
The eyes are cameras and it looks at the screen and recognizes colors and then will do something dumb, you know, in real life that then correlates to in the game like gyro might like a
it
little thing will
little
drop
door.
And then you can move past.
Yeah,
I
so
really
he like puts the top on there and then it opens the door.
That doesn't even sound like
so
fun.
It, they
where
made
it?
A game that was like that didn't function unless this little robot arbitrarily did things.
But you could play it with a second controller. You could have someone else do that, and it was much faster to do it that way than actually have the robot. So, but it was a cool robot. So
but he was a good character in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, he was your robot friend to play video games with.
Yeah,
and he was great unlockable in Mario Kart too. So.
Yeah, he is. My brother actually unlocked
and
him.
And in Super
Smash
Brothers.
Yep.
He's a good character. Shoot those lasers.
So regarding the Power Glove, I've told this story before, I think, but I wanted to get it. I was actually going to use my birthday present for the Power Glove.
Was this pre or post the scene in the Wizard?
Oh, this was post.
It was the coolest thing.
I mean,
world.
Yeah, exactly. I think everybody watching that scene makes
I
it
saw
look
that
amazing
for my birthday, and I got it on my birthday in December.
So
stopped using it immediately.
So what happened was I knew my friend was getting one, so I actually went over to his house when he got it. And within 10 minutes, I'm like, this thing's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like,
did you have to type in a really long
code? Yes, you had to type in a code, and it didn't do what Lucas does in the wizard is not actually possible because he's doing it like a steering wheel. And here's what actually you'd have to do.
Yep.
You make a fist and he operates it like a steering wheel. Like he's actually driving the car, like motion. That's not how the power glove worked.
No, you just jerk your hand back and forth.
You have to point your finger or your hand, not even your whole hand.
It didn't detect subtle movements. Right.
Each finger movement, though, was a button. So you also had to be like moving your fingers correctly in order to coordinate with the buttons.
So you just look like a kid who has developmental
problems. And then the punch out where you're actually punching, that's the biggest lie of all.
You couldn't punch.
Power Glove was not real.
So you had to go like that?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Power Glove did not have an accelerometer. Power Glove, it was not a real motion control. The closest thing on Nintendo to real motion control was this thing called U-Force, and it barely worked.
Right.
When you pull your finger, it's almost like it just pulls a little cable down your hand.
But it's not worth it because you also fart.
The only game that worked with it was the game that it came with,
which
called Glove Ball.
Game,
and that's the
but
only
I usually
game.
Played it with the controller,
and
not the.
I'm so glad I didn't waste a birthday on that because I would have cried.
They should make a game for Power Glove called Look at That.
Can you see it?
I feel like to this day,
that's Nintendo's biggest problem is they come out with these accessories and then they make like two games for them and that's it. Like, going all the way back to that, to the Power Pad, well, Phil argued that there was like five games.
No, there was like 15.
Even going back to the Light Zapper, I could name all the Light Zapper games.
There was like 12 games for Light Zapper.
And half of them were terrible.
Still.
And all anyone remembers now is Duck Hunt.
All you need to do is make one good game.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But then the biggest disappointment,
the last time I got suckered into buying an expensive Nintendo accessory was the Super Scope 6. That thing was a bazooka. It was freaking awesome. Except there was, I think, four games for it ever. There's two Battle Clash.
The one that came with it had like six games,
except
but they're all mini
three
games.
Of them were the same game.
One of
there
them was
like eight
puzzle
versions
game.
Of Tetris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that Tetris
and
was terrible. Yoshi's Safari. And that's it. Oh, wait, no, there's Terminator 2, which was just an arcade port.
Awesome.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
Except,
but also, like, I played that on Genesis, and the controller was fine.
Yeah, and plus, the round table right by my house had it, so I would rather just
and
go
the
do
gun
that.
Version's
yeah,
way better.
And the gun version, because the gun looked like an Uzi.
So, that Wii boxing is the first time you could actually...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me add...
That's the first true...
Let's talk about Terminator the arcade real quick, because I went to... 2 years ago, I went to a thing called California Extreme, which is like classic
really
arcade pinball... Everybody who owns arcades, because they don't do anything with them, because they're just sitting in their garage, they bring it to a hotel ballroom, they set them all up, they put them on free play, everybody just kind of gets to play these
arcades.
That sounds
like the best convention ever.
It's incredible. You're playing pinball games, not only like the games I played, like Twilight Zone, Addams Family, Black Knight 2000, but like... Games from the 50s, like they have
like those old.
They have a Doctor Who one that I sent you a picture of. This is like crazy old, like from the 70s. So it's really cool to see this stuff.
It was based on the Five Doctors, right?
Yes,
yeah.
So Rachel and I went and we played because she loved Terminator 2 because to her it was the game that she would go. Her dad would take her out for pizza and she would play it. And so she's like, "Oh, we got to play this." And she's like, "I've never beat this game." And like, we're on free play,
so
it's
you're
like
we're gonna beat
you can
this.
Beat every game when you play. Yeah.
So there's huge lines for every game, then.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there, but it's never the lines are never too deep, and you just move on to something else. There's plenty of Galagos. a lot of Pac-Man. A
lot of Centipede.
So we're playing. Yeah. We're playing this. Have you guys ever beaten it in the arcade?
Not that one.
Have you beaten anything in the arcade?
I have.
I won
Simpsons.
My friends and I spent like $50 to beat House of the Dead.
I tried so hard to beat Sunset Riders and I never pulled it off.
I beat that Star Wars arcade.
That's the one I did too.
You can. That
so
one
here's
I,
the
you
thing.
Can beat.
I don't think it's possible to beat that game.
I've heard that it
because
just keeps going.
We got to the point where you're shooting. We got to the point where T-1000 is in front of the nitroglycerin truck. You have to shoot behind, and some will drop out, and then he'll freeze, and you shoot him. It was impossible because he gets his health back if you don't keep shooting the nitroglycerin, and you kill him in that state.
Uh-huh.
It was we could not do it. We're sitting there. We have a million credits. We can never die. We still couldn't. We could never get his health to go down.
Have you looked online to see if it's possible?
I've never looked past that because we were just like.
I know you're the guy that's like this video game. Somebody's done this.
Yeah.
You would argue with me and Phil when we said like Zelda 2 is impossible.
Here's a speed run of a guy. In fact, the last boss in Zelda is unbelievably easy if you know how to.
Yeah.
Just crouch
the difficult
in the corner.
Part is even getting to
it's
that.
Getting to
it's
it.
Getting
yeah,
to it.
Still.
And I'm sure we've all been here. The last level of the Hugh Jackman Van Helsing game where you're fighting Dracula and he's shooting ice crystals at you as he's pulsating these waves that you have to jump over. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot beat him.
Yeah.
Two different people in this room have played the Van Helsing game.
It was a great
game.
Wow.
I didn't know
I
that
want
was
to
a
play
game.
That
okay.
game.
Because I love Van Helsing. So
do you like
think?
That movie?
Phil?
I like the idea of that.
Phil, I'm
that's my response,
Phil,
too.
I love that movie.
You're still in the minority there, Phil.
I saw
sorry.
It when it came out. I loved it.
See?
Haven't seen it since, and I was like 12 then, but...
Well,
he's
12-year-old
dead.
You was right. It was really good popcorn.
Yeah.
No,
I'll say technically
no.
I
okay.
love that movie.
What was the other movie you were telling me that?
I'll just tell you what my response
that's
was.
Right.
I saw that with my brother. We were in Missouri. We had nothing better to do. And right after we got out of the theater, my brother's like, I need to see another movie right now. That was my response.
That's
what
inspired
you,
you
to
continue
Helen.
In film.
Yes.
It inspired you.
I bought the DVD set because it came with all the classic Universal movies with it.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I just bought the classic Universal movies. It's shitty when your villain is a wolfman, and then you turn into a wolfman to fight Dracula. What's the point of fighting monsters if you can turn into a
you
monster?
You are the monster.
Yeah.
It's like half man, though. That's like the blade thing.
There's
you
man
know?
In the title.
Plus, I feel like that Van Helsing character is so established that changing it up like that was kind of...
it's a cool idea to make
no,
it super
I think exactly...
I agree with that.
That was exactly
that
what you said. Is
with
the idea was great.
And that fits with the Van Helsing mythos.
Yeah.
But then to all
like
of a sudden throw
the
in
movie
the whole,
wasn't
like,
very good.
And the movie is just...
It's
there's,
really
it was trying to put in way too much stuff.
And the one part I did watch on YouTube years later, since enjoying when I was 12, was there's a scene where like a wooden cart falls over and then explodes.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just wood,
this is
though.
A lazy weapon.
Wood does not explode when it's knocked
weapon.
Over.
His cue gave him a sun bomb that you throw it and the power of the sun explodes.
Yeah, that was
amazing. You just said were amazing. He's
I
want to
live in your world sometime.
He has a cue. It's like
I would love. Okay, I would love to get a chip that I could take and move out. That's
me
like the Phil chip.
Exact same conversation.
It's like the
like
Phil chip, and you.
It's like the Wolfman. What are you complaining about?
So it's like you put in a Phil chip, and it's like guaranteed to enjoy any movie to the height of possibility.
That's good. Yes.
I want to do that.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
You should try
he maxes
it.
Out on his content.
I know, but
something.
I try and I try really hard. Come on, I'm mean.
So try that
no,
hard.
No,
I did.
This is my problem, though.
Okay,
Phil, with that thing. If you just like everything...
I don't like everything.
But you like so much.
But
so
he also doesn't like things.
Here's... I've known Phil for a long time now.
Okay.
And when Phil tells me, oh, I saw this movie, I really liked it. This is the danger that I feel like I'd fall into the trap of if I was like you.
Okay.
Is that when Phil tells me I like this movie, it doesn't... I, contrary to what everybody thinks, I don't immediately say, oh, I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
What it actually tells me is nothing.
That's
it doesn't tell me anything because
there are movies you like that I like.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas when
we
Derek
agree.
Likes a movie, you actually can understand.
I feel like that tells me something.
Yeah.
Even whether I disagree or agree, I feel like it tells me something.
At least
when Phil
getting...
says he likes a movie, it just doesn't mean
there's
anything.
There's no consistency.
Well, of course,
to
Phil likes
although
it.
When I say I don't like a movie, you do get angry sometimes.
Yeah,
on
that's because you don't like movies that you should like, and then some movies you don't like.
Well, that's because the Phil logic comes into play, and that's where there is no consistency.
But when you, although I do have to say something though,
okay.
When you say you don't like something, it still means something to me. It still tells me something.
Okay.
Usually that you're
well. Sometimes
wrong.
When he says he doesn't like something, that's what I want to watch.
Yes,
like when he told me how much he hated Another Earth, that's when I'm like, I'm gonna watch that movie now.
Yeah,
what's Another Earth?
It's this really long, boring movie where they are moody.
It's a movie by a girl named Britt Marling who actually was in another film I really want to see, but I haven't found it.
Where
plays
she's
a
the
cult leader from the future.
What things do you recent things that you don't like?
Another Earth was pretty recent.
That was like a year or two
and
ago.
He like really okay. I feel like Phil,
but
has
Phil
a very,
doesn't like
Phil,
any movie that has a meaning.
Phil has a very low tolerance
Phil
for
likes,
indie dramas,
yeah.
like a really low.
Indie
you do
drama.
Because
no,
the fact
because
that
he,
you even called Phil called Eternal Sunshine a pretentious...
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, but that was your wife, I think.
Well, people I feel like Janelle's influenced you a little too much on that.
No, because I didn't like that before.
Pretentious
either.
Garbage, that's his word.
Yeah. But you liked Safety Not Guaranteed, which is
totally
in the same... That's in the same... That's completely in the same ballpark.
No, see, I'm avoiding
sci-fi
watching
and machines.
That is true.
And there's comedy,
but there's sci-fi and machines in Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah.
But I'm a lot more...
And Another Earth is about a parallel Earth.
Yeah, how could... That's sci-fi.
It's pretty indie.
Of the
it's
funny like that side other of indie stuff, though.
There was a '60s movie that was like the same
Eternal
story.
Eternal Sunshine
as
has comedy
indie
in it.
All,
like, David Cross.
Yeah.
Oh wait. Journey so is everybody? I'm speaking. I just said David Cross, so I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this.
He's a Men in Black. Too.
Bob and David are writing a book. No, they're writing a book and they're
joke.
Doing a comedy tour together in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just think, I just wanted to say that that's happening.
Which after you're done
watching Mr. Book.
Mr. Book.
After you're done watching all of Arrested Development all at once, you'll probably be jonesing for
then
because no one's going to not.
We
like,
should all go into
all
Mr.
Those.
Show after that.
But I have to defend myself really quick.
No, you don't.
I don't completely like don't. Eternal Sunshine is not on the same level as Another Earth to me. Like there were elements I enjoyed of Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind. Another Earth, which is garbage.
What about the concept of the two Earths and like?
I love that. But that's
have you
what
seen
I
the
'60s
movie that was like a
wasted premise?
No, it wasn't. It fit in perfectly. You don't even understand the very through line of the movie.
I understand that, like those kind of movies.
I want
like,
Derek
every
to
movie
watch it. So
is
you...
Solaris to Phil.
I think it is. I
and
like
Solaris
it
is a tough watch.
Yeah. I feel like, but I feel like
I
that's
really
what it
like
is.
Soderbergh.
I think he
but
hit it
not
perfectly.
Everything he does.
Did you watch Solaris, by the way? Because I feel like you. Okay, how much would Phil hate Solaris?
He would hate it.
There's,
like,
there's a spaceship.
He,
there is
yeah,
a spaceship.
But I
want to
see something happen.
Yeah, but he
with
would.
That.
Oh,
happens.
Then you would.
Yeah.
You would hate it. So I almost want to watch you watching it.
You know what
it.
Though? Soderbergh is like I really like. I love him as a director, but he's not always. He. I respect that
he
always
tries
something weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
I'm
does.
Gonna just do this.
I've liked his last.
I'm gonna take
several,
this porn star.
I like his last few movie movies
here.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
I loved Haywire.
I loved,
loved
Contagion.
Haywire.
I was loved the Informant.
Was
I,
really
that
good.
Was my
the,
mind that people
wait,
don't like that.
I love the Informant too.
Side Effects. Derek like said Side
That's
Effects
good.
Is really
I,
good,
yeah,
and
totally
I want
to
see it, especially after
That's
you talked about.
That's
kind of
like his last film, isn't it?
Supposedly
theatrical film.
Yeah.
The next one is on HBO in May.
So is he gonna do more stuff? Because did any of you see Bubble?
No.
I thought it was terrible, and I'm worried that that's more what he's going to do of that, like, indie digital release.
The thing is, every time he does a movie, you kind of have no idea.
That's true.
Or
yeah.
Anytime he does anything.
He comes from a completely new place every
this
time.
This one might be great. I don't know.
Like, if you look at it, I feel like he's all got that Danny Boyle thing going on, where if you look at his IMDb page, it's just like, how were these movies made by the
same
person?
Because
I feel like Danny Boyle does the same thing. He comes from just a completely different
place. He does 28
place.
Days Later, and then he does Millions.
Yeah, and then he does
movie.
Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah. And now he's working on the Trainspotting
Didn't he do
2 sequel. And
28 Weeks Later, too?
He just produced.
Okay.
He was, I think he had his name on
it. He's saying he's going to do 28 Months, though.
Good.
I had heard.
But
yeah.
His next project now, he's saying, is the Trainspotting 2. He's actually going to...
Is it going to be an adaptation of the book, or is it going to...
I've heard... We don't... He does. He hasn't said yet.
Okay.
Let
I read
rant
the,
a little.
Okay.
I went to the movies
I
on
wanted
Thursday.
Derek Rand. This is good.
And there's a trailer for a movie where Gemma Arterton.
Arterton?
Gemma.
Is that
Arterton.
How you say it?
I don't know.
Arterton. It's Gemma.
She... The movie is about her teaching a bunch of
Could
old people, including Terrence Stamp, how to sing, like, really crazy hip-hop.
Oh, I think I saw
you
this.
Stop
what?
These movies where old people are, like, singing
What is this
Radiohead. I don't know. It's bullshit. Like, there's a documentary about
that.
Sounds
that
like
documentary
a,
made
that sounds
me
like
cry.
A, like a parody.
Young at Heart.
Getting
real
old people
trailer?
To be like, hey, dude. Hey,
this is
Rad,
the,
man.
Yeah.
Just,
they've been doing it since Cocoon, guys.
No.
We just have
I
to...
I hate Cocoon. I hate... The Twilight what? Zone segment.
How about the
movie?
Wedding segment?
That was the worst.
Yellow.
Kick
yeah.
the Can
yeah.
is
oh,
terrible.
So fucking terrible.
It almost ruins that movie.
I'll go with
Mark
say it does ruin
I
that
have to
movie.
Tell you, though,
for Phil, did that ruin the movie?
That was definitely the weakest. But I have to say real quick.
It's not the worst
the
thing about that
movie. The novelization of the movie,
I think it is.
Cocoon is one of the best novelizations.
Ask
as
Vic Morrow.
Okay, you're
That's
right.
I just put up on my Facebook 2020.
Oh, don't bring that up. I'll talk
about
that.
Movie novelization of the 80s.
Have you seen the real footage?
No.
There's two conversations
I found it on YouTube.
Like,
I don't know if I want to.
Movie novelizations
so
used to hit New
it's
York Times bestseller list. They're selling
right,
it. Well,
the helicopter crash?
Yeah. And they
We're having two different
Craig
conversations.
Craig Gardner. They showed Craig Gardner adapting
so.
Batman. He's literally with the script doing
That's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think the best is the Back to the Future novelization, which is insane.
Oh, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Yeah. Everybody...
Do they still make novelizations?
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods had a novelization.
But they probably don't sell 4 million copies.
Probably.
I need to do this, because I recently had a Facebook argument, which I get into all the time.
you got in a Facebook argument?
And I was mainly because I like to push people to the button, so I wasn't
super
serious.
We're at 150, just so you guys know, we're kind of pushing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Back to the Future a little bit. Everybody loves Back to the Future.
Yes. Absolutely. I think we can all stay in this room.
And,
I mean,
the problem is,
Derek has dressed up as Marty McFly more than once.
What? It was Halloween.
I know. Well, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. For Halloween. You've done it like twice, right?
Derek considers himself a modern day Marty McFly.
I consider myself
Would you cosplay as Marty McFly at a convention?
I don't like that term.
Okay, would you wear a Marty McFly costume? Would you do it?
I like
You don't think you
clothing.
Would get the ladies if you did that?
Oh, I get all the ladies.
Oh, he got a dude, he got the Back to the Future Marty McFly hat
from 2
at the con yesterday.
Nice. The person was saying, you know, gushing about how great the movie was and everything. Uh-huh, they're saying it basically it's a perfect movie, which immediately set me off cuz I don't think you should use that term.
I don't think anything's a perfect movie.
That's exactly my point. But I was like, well, I'm going to bring up all of the Can we agree? There are some weird things in that film.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, good. Because that's what I'm trying to
say. Weird things
I want
to
hear your weird things before we talk about all the weird things.
Crack
did a very good job of bringing up all the weird things.
Yes, that's basically the... I mean, that's
and Ryan Norris...
Oh, he just said Crack sucked. That's fighting.
So I went to school. I went to school with...
I like old
what's his
school
name? The guy from Crack.
Shut-ups and...
Yeah. So it's basically the weird stuff of... I think it's crazy that Lorraine would name her kid
Marty
after a guy she was super into before. And I stated this. If I suggested that to my wife...
But he got them together.
That, hey, there was this lady that I was interested in before you. Can we name our kid after her? You would not be able to find. You would not be able to find the majority of my body.
Hold on, you just gave me a thought. Okay, what happens?
Like we ran into things to nitpick about. Now we're nitpicking.
No, I'm not nitpicking. I'm not nitpicking here. I just want to see the moment. Okay, I want to see the moment where Marty McFly gets to that point where he looks like the Marty McFly as a teenager.
Yeah.
And at what point does George McFly go, when did you sleep with our friend Marty?
So you're writing penny arcades now.
No, but right. And
but no.
Here's
like,
the thing they brought up.
Don't you think that would go through his head?
No.
Here's what they brought up. Because
the
they said.
They look exactly alike.
Yeah, but so does fucking Seamus McFly and William McFly.
No.
All
here.
Down the line. They all look like
Marty.
No, they knew him for 3 days.
And then Marty Jr. looks like him,
and
so did Jennifer
guy
too.
Josh has the right answer.
This is the answer that was brought to me.
Okay, picture 20 years ago someone you met for 3 days at camp.
There's
I couldn't
that too.
Tell you.
That's true.
No, I couldn't tell you what their face
and
looked
like.
And
that is a valid choice.
And in answer to your point, Josh, in your version with the girl you used to like trying to name a kid, you didn't like kiss that girl and say, ooh, I feel like you're my sister. And that girl wasn't instrumental in getting you and your wife together.
It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. It is coming from the other side of my wife saying, anyone that you want to name after somebody else you're interested in?
Phil's got the answer, everybody.
Because George liked Marty just as much, and he gave him credit for them getting together, too. So they
and writing his book.
Yeah. And he knew that Lorraine liked Marty.
But he was okay with that because they got together. They would mutually agree on it.
So that
I love that Phil and Derek are on the same page.
So that brings up another case. I think that the psychological damage of knowing that your mom doesn't really like men but just likes injuries and pain is something that doesn't get explored enough.
She likes men. She just has a little of a night
there is
syndrome.
No actual
there's
thing that she likes about there's nothing about George that she likes, because it's proven when Marty gets hit instead she just likes him. She doesn't like them for people. She likes them because they were injured.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's
well,
totally
then why did she fall for George at the dance?
Because
he
stood up for her.
Because
exactly.
He got punched.
But that
because
doesn't have anything
because
to do
he
with
got
he didn't get hurt.
He didn't
get hurt.
He punched Biff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And by your theory,
so
she should want to fuck Biff.
Yeah.
Right, so
Well,
shut down.
Look, my theory is demonstrated in the first couple seconds of that movie in the fact
yes,
that
but then
no, that's just how she met George. That's just how she got.
So
to know.
When right. Biff gets right. punched,
I will concede the point.
Okay. Right.
Final point. No, final point.
Okay, sorry,
no, final point.
It's probably the same as mine.
Yes.
Shut that one down.
Yeah.
Please do.
It's coming.
And I'll talk to Phil because he's a parent.
I love the movie,
yes,
so I'm.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
just
I am of the belief that it is a perfect movie.
There is no perfect movie.
I don't. Okay, so
okay, so I'm not saying that this is, my issues aren't with the movie itself. It's just the world that it is created.
Yeah, so
okay.
Explain this then.
Okay.
I don't
as a person who has children.
Yes, yes.
Would you ever allow a guy that tried to rape your wife?
This is the biggest
be
thing.
In your house by your children.
That
for
I,
any reason
I
at all.
I understand that. No.
Okay. Maybe
but
it's
in the universe of
but,
the world.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Thing.
Now you have a
sense.
Slave. You kick
right.
his
yeah,
ass.
Exactly.
Do
I just was
want.
Thinking about that.
Maybe she's into it. Maybe it's a
would
dominance
would you like
thing.
To have a slave who tried to rape your wife be around your children?
If you
I
know that he's now
again,
a spineless, helpless...
Yeah.
Is that something you can know?
I feel like by that point they've probably known him
yeah,
long
they've
enough.
Systematically,
I
would argue.
I feel like you. Yeah, I feel like we don't. But we don't know. Maybe for all you know, that exactly what Phil said. Maybe George McFly has made it his mission in life and just systematically.
Then George McFly is a monster.
Well, you blame him because Biff. We don't know how long that was going on. Biff's targeting of George may have been going on since a very young age, and he finally got the best of him.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, being that kid, when I had that bully, if I could just systematically destroy just one of those guys to the point where I have him as my own personal car waxer,
yeah.
I'm carrying in my mail.
I fundamentally disagree with you because I think you're a better person.
And
than
he's
that.
Scared to admit that he did
I know you believe that, and I agree, but I feel like, again, at that level of bullying and torment, does come out of
to
me.
To the choir,
something
man.
Comes
was...
out of me because, okay, one time, you know, I'm not capable. I've never really hit people. I'm not a fighter. But there was one time when I was an RA. I'm not sure if I told this story. Oh, awesome. I want to make
I'm
sure.
Listening.
Just okay. So one time when I was...
Make sure you're still breathing.
We have, like, him snoring during the show. So
seeing if his chest
obvious.
Is rocking.
One time when I was an RA, this fucking freshman
you
idiot had one of those rape alarm things.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 3 a.m, and he was setting it off and waking everybody up, and I come out there and I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
are
like,
you being
I'm,
raped
I'm,
right
I'm,
now?
I'm like, this was something that we did when I was in sixth grade. And he looks at me and he's like, were you fat then too?
Wait, what did you ask?
I'm like, this was something we did when we were, because like there was kids
yeah.
at my school
uh-huh.
that had those things and they'd
yeah.
set them off in class.
So
I'm
he's
like,
basically
I'm
saying,
like,
hey,
this
I'm
is like,
something
this is the most
a sixth
immature
grader
thing. So I said, this is something we did in sixth grade. And he looked at me and all he said was, were you fat then too?
Oh.
And some, like, my lizard brain took
yep.
over.
Where is he buried?
Yeah.
Well, if I
what,
feel
what
like.
What building's foundation is he built
so
into?
So my lizard brain took over. I seriously now I can completely
you turn into that schoolboy.
I had like okay did you ever watch Happy Tree Friends like
yes,
Flippy
yeah, yeah.
I had a Flippy
yeah.
you flashback
went to, you went to Nom
and all of a sudden that kid was every bully and I grabbed him and he was not that scrawny of a kid, he was probably like your size
right
yeah.
grabbed him by both by the lapels
the scruff of his whatever
lifted him off his feet slammed him against the wall as hard as I could, knocking the wind out of him, and I'm like, if you want to continue with this, we will continue with this.
I will give you a reason to use that
and
rape alarm.
I basically was ready. I was ready to destroy this kid. And at the time, I really had no control over what was happening.
Right.
This was like a preternatural.
But,
so I feel like I could see that.
But that's totally different from systematically methodologically like bringing a person to your house.
I feel like
if you flipped out on Biff and strangled him,
I could
whatever,
feel like over
like,
time if Biff is continually, because I feel like I'm telling you this, because George was what, 17 by the time, like when we're in the movie, right? So imagine
yeah.
he met Biff when he was like maybe even pre-kindergarten.
Well, according
so
to the
we're talking,
Future novelization, he was bullied all throughout his elementary school
by
days.
Biff,
by
one
not by
person,
Biff, but bully.
But let's just say it was Biff.
Yeah.
Let's say there was Biff from the age of 3 to 17. That is 14 years.
But that's bullying. I don't. That's not the thing that sets me off. It's the attempted rape part. That thing, I think, trumps all bullying that I can. Like, I've been bullied my whole life. If
but
I had a guy that tried to rape,
rape
my wife, I would either kill him or we would move as far away from him.
Phil has the
answer. But maybe they want to have complete power over him.
You keep your friends close and your enemies
closer.
He's keeping an eye on him.
You are. That is the worst parenting advice I've ever heard.
Okay, let's put Phil in this situation.
I caught this guy trying to give my kids free candy. So
what
we
if
just
Biff
let him
real,
stay in the guest room?
And he tried this. Like, what if George? What if Biff? What just? You're George. Janelle is the rain.
Also,
and
let me say something.
Would you do that?
Would you let him in your house
personally?
He wasn't in the house.
But
he was watching
the
car.
He came in
the
house with the books.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would personally. However,
it was pretty established
that
Biff was going in and out of their house.
I wouldn't want to have anything to do with him.
And I feel like also when he threw Marty the keys. I'm betting to assume that Biff has keys to their house because he had Marty's car keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him take my car.
I'm not
afraid he might rape my car.
Idea, but I think it works within the universe.
Here's my thing. This was my one even more so than that, which really disturbed me. Not that it's the movie's fault or anything, but it's the universe that the movie creates. When Marty gets back to perfect 1985 with 1985 family, all their memories are not his memories.
Right.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that eventually... He would be talking about things
that never happened.
Right. And they would be talking about things that never happened
to
him.
And he wouldn't remember any of the things
wouldn't
they
Wouldn't that eventually
about.
Make you crazy?
It would, except he went right back outside and then Doc pulled up and they went in the future.
Yeah,
but then he's right back to perfect 1985 where
unless
he doesn't
it's like Frequency
anything.
Where you like remember both.
Okay, they didn't explain that, so for all we know, maybe it does gradually catch up with him.
They were doing it for the first time.
Because wasn't that the thing in Looper, like there was a gradual memory thing? So maybe it is like that. We don't know. You're right. Okay, maybe.
And Ryan North has some very interesting theories about that on his back.
Maybe, and he does. There's like and he even talks about that. It kind of tied in with Looper, where it is a gradual. They wouldn't all hit you at once.
Yeah.
Maybe that is.
Or it just sucks and he doesn't
we
have
need
memories.
To call...
And that's foreshadowing the future. And the later movies, I'm like, hey, man, time travel can be fucked up.
Yeah.
You can break
shit. We need to call Bob Gale. Maybe
please,
he's here.
Please leave that man alone.
Yeah, do you think...
We're going to cost you!
What do you think Bob Gale's existence is like? Because Back to the Future fans are pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Do you think they just bother him all the time?
My issue is that in 2 years we're getting Jaws 19. We need...
There's a lot of Jaws movies.
When are all those Jaws movies coming?
That, like, I think 2014 is just going to be every other week we have to go see a Jaws film.
Yeah. Also, I want to talk about the shoes.
You see it in Holomax? I don't. You have to pay too much for Holomax.
Yeah, that upsells. Just
yeah, how much do you think those tickets are going to be?
Yeah.
IMAX is like $20
now. Was there a shot in that one where they showed gas price? Is the gas price like not even
anywhere?
Use
probably
like $2.99.
That's right.
Well, plus, if you could do Mr. Fusion, then you don't...
Yeah, I always thought, if we're paying for
but
things...
But Mr. Fusion powered
the
thumb,
the
flux capacitor, they powered
it
that's
off
right.
people's fingers and stuff, right?
That's true. I never thought of that.
That's why you
I
need to get
a
chip implanted in your wrist.
Well, then they'll cut your arm off.
Or just cut the chip out and be like, we don't care.
Every movie that takes place in the future that has a retinal scan has a guy grabbing
out
a dude's eye.
Gosh,
or get new eyes.
I purposely would not have a retinal scanner in anything, and because that would mean that at some point
they're making your eye a target.
Yeah,
I feel like
those
you are.
Exist,
you're asking; they do exist, and I feel like by having a retinal scanner, you're asking for somebody to rip your eyeballs out at some point if your stuff is valuable enough.
Yeah,
like, but if I
just
had, let's say I had some crazy vault full of things.
Now we're gonna die.
I do a breath
story. If I had a crazy vault full of things and like. And then I put a retinal scan in there. Like, you're asking for somebody to kill you and rip your eyeballs out.
Since, like, iPhones and touch.
I think Phil had a good one, a breathalyzer. Yeah.
They only do.
So they can't steal your breath.
Well,
you have to be alive.
Distinguish from other people's breath.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have
to
eat, like, Del Taco.
What if, like, yeah.
Del Taco,
okay.
What
if the day you took the signature was. Okay, so I think the best option is the bioscan. Because I'd much rather have to have my finger, like the tip of my finger. They don't even need the whole finger.
I don't
think
the bad guy's going to be that discerning that he's just going to take the part he needs.
But it could be a heat signature, so if they cut off your thumb, it has to be.
Okay, so here's what I think, though. No, wait a minute.
Warm a thumb.
I feel like with actual, if these are actual, like, burglars don't want police attention, so they're not going to cut your eyeball off. They're going to kidnap you and force you. feel like real burglars.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
leave
they would
a
do.
Lot of forensic evidence.
They're
behind
not going to be like real burglars have no interest in killing people because that brings way more.
Unless
heat
they're part
on
of some kind of crime family that has an easy way to dispose of people.
Shit.
Or okay, no, this is easy.
And it now that we've all seen Breaking Bad, everybody knows how to dispose of bodies now. Which doesn't that scare anybody? So now every petty criminal
I knew how to do it when I saw Snatch and he explained how to
do it when I saw Psychos.
But I feel like way more people have watched. Wait, no, you're right. Way more people have watched that.
The perfect lock is from Richie Rich. You just sing a song and it opens the vault.
And Willy Wonka.
It's a two people song thing. It has to be both vocal tracks.
Okay.
Or Dexter's Lab. You just say Star Wars. That opens.
Okay, we are 2:05, so I don't know.
Whatever. How long you guys want
to
go?
I want to get to that pussy.
Okay, so we should probably wrap it up.
I gotta get to that pussy.
That sweet pussy.
Derek, are you going with us to the wrestling show?
We'll play it by ear.
Okay.
I just want to see finish some stuff up in like.
Yeah. Are you gonna buy some shirts today?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to.
What shirts do you really want? We're getting back to WonderCon here.
Okay.
Well, I was just talking to them. I'm on the 5th season of Lost, and I'm really into it.
Did you find any?
Nobody has any Lost merchandise. Except for a few
patches.
Because
they all saw the ending. Oh!
Thank you, Phil!
I thought you liked the ending.
I'm just kidding.
I can't wait until you finish that thing.
Lost.
Okay, what? Okay.
Do you think it's over? Like, nobody even... Like, because there's still stuff from all these...
Is it over?
Yeah,
it's over.
I saw Manimal shirts downstairs. There's still...
The ending was too divisive.
From people in the room right now, quick poll. Is Derek going to hate the ending or love the ending?
I think he's going to like it.
I think he's going to like it.
I think he's going to like it. I don't know Darren enough to predict.
I don't think you're gonna like it.
Okay, so we're at 2-1 right now.
I think he's gonna like it.
I think he's gonna like it.
Unless I can hate it strong enough.
I know Derek well enough where I think he will appreciate, even if he doesn't quite agree with it, I think he will at least appreciate what they were trying to do. Whereas I feel like this guy.
No, I appreciate what they're trying to do. I think
why,
it was wrong.
Then why do you have to write
up middle finger
and then,
to me?
And then even if he doesn't like it, I don't think.
I appreciate that they're shitting in my mouth.
This guy and Matt Cohen went to the extreme. I am lumping you with Cohen because you're doing a Cohen.
You know what? He's not wrong about everything. Right.
Okay, but
he's got some good ideas.
I still feel like that's terrible that they go to the extreme then of since the finale's bad, like wiping off
nothing,
wiping off the whole
series. My wife won't even talk about it.
That's terrible.
She was so damaged. She doesn't even want to.
Because
I was like,
horrible.
I want to watch the first season. I think the first season.
But she still.
Oh, yeah.
But then, how can she go back? I feel like going back and saying now I didn't like it.
We have
that
to
doesn't
go
make
back.
Any sense. Because there. You loved those episodes. How does that change that?
I don't get it.
I don't get that either. And
because
I know
so
Derek will not do that. There's
so
no
the
way.
The shirt that I want is a
ladies.
Dharma shirt that has all the stuff on. It's white and it says T-shirt like all the other Dharma.
Right.
That's a great shirt.
Even I admit that's a great shirt.
Yeah, that is a great shirt.
You said that does exist?
I saw it on the internet.
Okay.
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
So, is Lost cosplay, like, completely off the table?
No, because there's Dharma guys.
Yeah, that's a cool costume.
Just
a
joke.
It's also an easy cosplay.
Right.
Especially for dudes.
Yeah.
To me, I was, like, kind of right down the middle. Like, I didn't totally hate the end, but I also really missed the, like, I don't think they did a good job with it.
I still am convinced there's no way it could have fulfilled anybody.
But here's my problem. I think it fulfilled one part of the reason people like the show, and absolutely just shit on you if you were expecting it
my
to
problems
feel
with that,
even a little bit.
I feel
bit
like we might
right.
enter spoilers here.
That's
so
that, I'm trying to be careful.
Yeah.
My problem with the show doesn't have anything to do with the ending. It really had to do with like the middle.
Just
and
the fact that at one point they were really just making it up as they went along.
Yes,
and that's it. Doesn't feel. I'm on 5th season. It feels like so many things are answered. Like
here's
the
thing.
This is cool. Hearing
season,
a brand new.
They're like when Charlie's
like he's
doing
in it
his
right
greatest
now.
Hits episode. He saved Naveed's girl that he's been looking for, and I had to read Wikipedia for that
right.
shit.
Right.
Like
right.
they've been
no, it was.
Seeds.
Then
bust the nuts, man.
But that third season was so just like.
But
what
that's
happened?
Not that wasn't even their fault.
They got screwed because they wanted to do 4 and were told to do what 7.
Plus,
six,
was third
six,
the
seven?
Writer's strike or 4?
Four.
And that's
but
where
still,
it
but
went
third
off
is where the network
still,
really
the
started
thing that you
interfering.
Guys had, where you had to stop watching in May and then watch
we had
January.
Huge gaps.
Yeah.
And that
I
was
had
terrible.
Netflix going, do you want?
I
that was the
had,
yeah. That was the first
and
time.
And I did
too,
when
it
I really when I had to watch it all through again inconsistent. Because I needed that.
I think one of the other reasons that the finale was so hurtful to me was that I was the obsessed guy on the internet after every single episode on the Lost Man pages.
I think most of us were.
I was way, way plugged into it. And then, and you know what? Damon Lindelof directly lied to the fans. Yeah. There were specific things he said the finale would
don't
do.
Say what.
It, I won't say what.
Did you see the epilogue on the DVDs? The Man in Charge.
I didn't, but
there's a lot of people that when that episode aired were said, "I am now done with Lost and just never."
They didn't even bother to see.
But that did a lot. That really did do a lot.
I think there were a lot of people that did that. I'm no longer like
they
I don't even want to think about
they
it.
They didn't
anymore.
Even want to think about it.
This was like Phantom Menace level disappointment for
Whoa.
Me.
Whoa. Again,
did you
Phil
really
don't
did
go
you
using
really
that.
That.
I did.
Okay,
I swear.
I feel only we could
you
use
were,
that
you,
term.
I swear.
I was very disappointed.
He was very. If he didn't cry, he was on the verge.
It was very.
It was the most I've ever seen you disappointed.
Brian Lynch
and you
has
cannot
the best
deny that
of what it was like watching the Phantom Menace. Everybody's excited.
Right.
And they're in the theater and the fanfare, and you're all ready to go. And in the beginning, when those Japanese aliens start talking, his thought was, oh, this is going to be awkward to see when I see this movie a million times. Like, oh, this is the little rough patch at the beginning.
I remember right away looking at Phil being like, what is happening? Just right away. Like, when those
thinking of it in
talk,
terms of, like, a
like,
million
even,
views.
You have to admit that even at that point, you were like, oh, crap.
Yeah,
was the moment? That was the moment
that,
you knew?
Right there. Maybe not new, but I know he was looking worried right away. And Phil was almost my protection in case I thought it sucked, because at the very least, I thought that Phil was going to love it no matter what, and he would be able to bring me out of whatever depression I was in at the end.
I couldn't say that.
And he couldn't. He couldn't. At the end, because we talked. Like, Phil still likes Indy 4, but you were there. I feel like that conference we had at the end, we talked ourselves into liking Indy 4 after that.
I had a similar moment while I watched
we
Indy
tried
4.
To...
Well, when Chai was on the swing on the vines, I'm like, people are going to hate this for no reason.
But then we
did
tried...
Did you like Indy 4?
At the time. Because you're just so...
It was just so
a lot of adrenaline.
Just remember that time.
But I remember with Phantom Menace, we tried to do that, and even then we were just like,
let me ask a
we were all just kind of like, I just want to go home.
Let me ask.
I remember we all went home and we all went our separate ways. Like, we all just kind of had to meditate on what just happened.
Final question. All right. I know when the point of no return for me was in The Dark Knight Rises is when Alfred was explaining who Bane was to Batman and the League of Shadows stuff, and I'm like, Batman was in Shadows. Wouldn't that be like a good personal thing to discover? And how does Alfred know all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick poll here. Dark Knight Rises.
Loved it.
Hated it.
Lukewarm.
Wow. 3-2.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the point of no return?
Loved it.
Matthew
I haven't seen it yet.
What was the point of no return?
That's not a shock.
Okay, nursing student.
No,
all right.
Saving
I'm
Phantom
the alive
Menace.
Studio. Audience. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
It's probably like the first time Jar Jar Binks.
Let me tell you this. The last time I watched
when
Phantom
he steps
Menace
in shit
was in 1999. So
really?
I
that's saying a lot.
I don't even remember. Like, I just remember that opening scene with the dumb, like really racist, like aliens, and then a bunch of stuff happens, and they're in a,
and it only got more racist from there.
Yeah. It was just
Jar Jar,
the fact that they're like
the
right away. Yeah. They're talking about Senate hearings and political things, and you're like. My Star Wars as a kid was just right away. Things are happening.
We're
shooting.
It's terrible.
Spice trading.
It's not. It's not good, but it's not terrible. I think when Jake Lloyd is on the screen and you suddenly realize that like he is not good at all.
Shouldn't you guys do
a
commentary
for
that?
I will tell you what it was. I will tell you the two
kind of a good idea because I would be miserable.
Absolutely nadir. The worst of it.
Although it's been done. That's I think you said.
But I really would be miserble the whole time. If you
wanted
to make me miserable.
What are they talking about? Midichlorians. Ruined what the Force was, and then the absolute point when I knew this is completely unsalvageable.
Into a Gillette lady race
is the pod race when the broadcaster and the podders was like, "Whoa, we're having a great time, dude!"
That's
Greg
Proop.
That
is
like,
well,
okay. I apologize to him.
I also remember
a lot of good
not a good use.
The fact
not
that
Liam Neeson's
the
great.
Fact that
you
Phil
is great.
Well, also, but here let me talk about Qui-Gon. Right away, the fact that Phil wasn't even able to enjoy the movie because he was already thinking about inconsistencies. Because I remember right away, Phil leaned over and was like, Obi-Wan's clearly said that Yoda trained him. There's no mention. What's like, he leaned here? Over and said that to me during the movie, which Phil never does.
Remember how those guys never talked about Qui-Gon and the whole...
Like, right away, he was like, Lucas is making this... I remember you even said to me, you're like, he was making this up as he went. He's making this up as he went.
Like, what, we need to buy a new space part. Do we have anything on the ship? And Obi-Wan... Is this, like, Obi-Wan's best moment? We have the queen's dresses. And I'm like, Obi-Wan, go over there and kill people.
Just take just it. Take.
But, like, the other thing that Phil brought up to... Because Phil... that I think that was something that immediately disappointed you. Yeah, because... Like, I did start a little doubting, like, probably the couple weeks before, because I'd watched the trailer so many times, and I was like, Phil, I don't think... Because Phil's whole thing was like, Lucas has had this in his plan forever. And I remember you kept saying that, and I remember being in Ryan Mernin's room, and I'm like, look at some of this stuff in the trailer. I think a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. You're like, no, Brendan, you're just... Now you're trying to... And I remember... And then he leaned over during the movie,
like,
and he's
dog.
Like...
No.
And no. He specific... And Phil never does this.
I like
this.
When they went to Taco
and
Bell.
He leaned over and is like, you're totally... He did not write these. There's no way
that
he wrote these.
A part of it. Nope.
He did write them.
That's yeah,
the
but
problem.
I mean, like,
yeah.
He didn't write them
but
in 77,
yeah.
Which... Phil had been claiming that he did. I remember Phil was a big claimer.
Or he did, and there's a line in the Star Wars Episode I, Adventures of Luke Starkiller, where he's like, hey, I was trained by Qui-Gon.
Yeah, well.
Or like, yeah. I built, or when Darth Vader's like, I built C-3PO.
Yeah. That's a pretty weird, I've never been allowed to think
Yeah, because wouldn't
that?
You think that as soon as Darth Vader in the very first scene in Star Wars sees 3C-3PO,
but,
yeah.
so many
wouldn't
robots
he be like, hey, do they? Was there that
yeah,
many?
There was,
like,
yeah, there was at least two or three.
Yeah, but wouldn't he at least
which is also
like,
saying that like a child invented this in like wildly popular line of robot? Is that is that what they're suggesting?
Yeah. That's how
and then why
still
did he
use
even
30 years later?
Why did he even decide to go into politics if he had this lucrative
yeah.
droid building career ahead of him?
Yeah. He didn't invent it. He got it out of a thing in the back of Jedi Boy's life.
Build your own
with
build your own translator droid.
Yeah, fight off your master. When he's trying to touch you. There is a cool Star Wars Tales cover, though, where Darth Vader is looking... It's supposed to take place during Empire Strikes Back when they go to Bespin, where he's looking at the broken C-3PO, and he's kind of just looking at
like,
his head.
I remember
that's,
this.
That's a kind of cool
yeah.
little
yeah.
thing.
All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's WonderCon.
Yeah,
let's do some
on.
Quick plugs real quick.
All right.
Plug things.
Radio Brendo Man.
RadioBrendo.com and BraxComics.com. At BrendoMan on Twitter, mbwspod.com. We're getting ready for our big pre-WrestleMania special.
Yep.
And we're Matt and I are actually on our way over to MWE Wrestling's debut card. We're going to be interviewing wrestlers such as Chris Masters.
I like BBW better.
We can't do it.
Original
Benson and Brendo's Wrestling.
We can't do it. That was my idea, and then Matt had to point out to me, and I'm like,
that's hilarious.
He's confused right now, and I love it. BBW is like on
big,
the
beautiful
big beautiful women,
oh, all right.
and it's a porn oh. category. If you type BBW into Google, you will not like what you're seeing.
You will see a
unless
lot of skin, and you won't be 100% sure where it's all going.
Yeah,
but
so we're
going
to be interviewing
way,
guys though. Like Chris Masters, who recently got a lot of media attention because he saved his mother from a burning house.
Yep,
he was on TMZ.
Did he use his wrestling power to do
maybe?
That?
Yeah.
He power bombed
the window
into a
bathroom. It was. Did you get the vibe from the article that he beat the shit out of the guy that caused the fire? Because it sounded...
No.
He said, he's like...
I didn't read the article.
He, in the interview, all he
I
said...
took care of it.
All he said was, I took care of it.
What?
Which I feel like that means he beat the shit out of that guy.
No, but actually what happened is he pulled all his punches and the guy's like, what are you
doing? That thing where they stamp on
he does
yeah.
the stomp.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wait, this isn't working. There's no mat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crap.
All right.
Sorry.
Derek?
iTunes for your all your audiobook needs.
It's Audible.
No, iTunes. Use iTunes.
PopsiclesPodcast.com is still a thing.
GoDaddy for all your web hosting needs. And
any search engine recommendations?
Is Lycos still available?
Metacrawler.
Don't you
Ask
have a blog?
Spotify.
What is it called?
Dog
Picture.
File.
I love
Picture
that I have to keep telling him.
Picture start with Derek.
I just signed
Armijo
in and
write dot blogspot.
Yeah.
Dot com. Okay.
At you
Derek
need a domain
Armijo
name that's just Derek's
that
blog.
Like
dot com.
@DerekArmijo.
Is this like Creed's blog where you set up just a Word document?
Pretty much. And it's just Derek ranting about things. Although his top 10 is really good.
Yep.
And that's where you have your movie reviews, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Benson.
You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Matt Benson.
DR, because I do that all the time.
Yeah, DR Matt Benson. You can go to BenviewNetwork.com, which is where you can find all my
podcasts. If you don't remember any of our podcast names.
They're all there.
It is nice having that now.
Yeah.
BenviewNetwork.com, where you can find Benson's Boombox, my main podcast, Shut Up Leonard, my community podcast, and Matt and Brenda's Wrestling Show, which was already plugged.
Very good.
Which is also now on iTunes.
Yes.
Yep.
People were bugging me about it.
Begrudgingly.
And you can find Phil and I at the Pillage Cast. You can go to pillagecast.com or just look for it on iTunes.
I like your little
Stitcher.
Short episodes. Especially the little
Or on the BenView Network. Yeah, and our short episodes.
I have to plug something real quick for Phil.
Okay.
Sorry. Go to theadamwells.com, his newest podcast. He interviews Phil for like 2 hours.
It's pretty good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. If you are tired.
It's just talking to him about his life.
But I love when
he ask you those,
and I already knew all the stories.
But I love when he gives Adam like dating advice, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I still think that like even, no matter what advice Phil gives, it's useless for everybody else because
they're not Phil.
They don't have, because Phil really does, especially
it's
in
the
college.
Same thing with movie reviews.
Josh and I knew Phil during the Kavorka age, and like he just had this other worldly ability.
Yeah, like Phil, if we'll give a step-by-step plan, there'd be a secret hidden step that is just be Phil Vecchio.
It's kind of like the Don Draper thing, like be Don Draper.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of like most of his tips, yes, they're pretty good, but for most people, they're not going to work because you're not Phil. Because to this day...
Are you cosplaying as Phil Vecchio?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
To this day, still has that way with the... And it's, but now he uses it just for business purposes. Bothering people.
Yeah. So, you can
I interrupted your plug.
Catch this episode. That's fine. I don't.
Used to it.
Plugs, yeah. Continue checking out the BenView Network, which you'll find all this stuff on. And that's right, if you're interested in games, check out extradamage.com. I write thoughts about games, and we record a podcast about it, so.
And Josh, if anybody knows about video games, it's Josh.
It's an unfortunate amount
our go-to
of
guy
information that I know
games.
About them. Yeah. But, you know, that's why you guys have a wrestling show.
Yeah.
That's why I would listen
really
to that.
Really quickly, what was the Snoopy game for Game Boy with, like, a bouncing ball that you had to do puzzles to get the ball out of the maze?
Snoopy? Mm-hmm. That sounds like Krusty's Funhouse.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
But he said it's Snoopy. No, it exists. He showed me a picture.
Snoopy.
I
looked it up after
you talked
about
it. Snoopy's Balloon Blast?
Snoopy's Magic Show.
Magic show? Okay.
I will be taking over the...
Yeah. You know, when it comes to Snoopy news...
It's all Derek.
And probably other...
Derek has the one-stop podcast for Snoopy games.
Yeah.
And all he talks about is Snoopy games and that Snoopy snow cone maker that everybody wanted.
Okay. I have a Snoopy phone.
Did anybody actually get the Snoopy snow cone maker when they were kids?
Oh,
I feel like that was the thing that my mom would not let me have.
We're so bad at ending the show.
Probably because I was the
especially
fat kid, and she knew that all I would do was take
she
that syrup.
At you like, were you fat then, too?
Well, she knew I would just take that snow cone syrup
that's
and just chug it.
That's your, what are you, a chicken?
Yeah. It is! Even when he doesn't, when he loses all the weight and somebody just says, what are you, fat then, too?
I think there's a Bagged and Boarded where I have a moment like that where I just kind of flip out on Matt a little bit and it threw him off.
So check out BaggedandBoarded.com.
Don't go, actually go to BaggedandBoarded.com because that'll go nowhere.
Right. So we got stuff to get to. So thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good
time.
Bye.
Later. With a bang as they stroll in to make their claim.
try to keep my distance. Every day's the same for everyone. Step out the door, the competition has begun. I'm looking out the window for a sign. You'll never pick me up on time. A queen insisting by their past relationships. They were broken, but it keeps you on the ground. It just keeps you hanging on. You just can't let go too soon. If you just leave it alone.
This podcast is a part of the BenView Network.